You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. One. You hear a girl phoning her friend.
Hi, Jasmine. It's Alice. I've just been to buy a new T-shirt from that shop near the library, but when I went to return my books afterwards, I discovered I didn't have my student ID. I must have left it in the shop, and I needed it to get a student discount. I'm really sorry, but I was wondering if we could meet a bit later than we planned, so I can go back to the shop. We could go to that cafe we always stop at on our way home if you want. I'll buy the drinks. It's the least I can do. Let me know. Hi, Jasmine. It's Alice. I've just been to buy a new T-shirt from that shop near the library, but when I went to return my books afterwards, I discovered I didn't have my student ID. I must have left it in the shop, and I needed it to get a student discount. I'm really sorry, but I was wondering if we could meet a bit later than we planned, so I can go back to the shop. We could go to that cafe we always stop at on our way home if you want. I'll buy the drinks. It's the least I can do. Let me know.
Two. You hear a boy talking about a football match he has just played in.
We've just played the final match of the season against Wilton School. They'd gone through the qualifying rounds, beating their opponents really easily, so we guessed they'd be tough to play. So imagine how we felt when our players scored twice in the first half. What I hadn't realised until then was that loads of people from school had come to cheer us on. And at that point, they went wild. That motivated us to keep fighting, although the game slipped away from us in the second half and Wilton scored 3 times. So the result was much as people had predicted. Still, I was really proud of our performance. We've just played the final match of the season against Wilton School. They'd gone through the qualifying rounds, beating their opponents really easily, so we guessed they'd be tough to play. So imagine how we felt when our players scored twice in the first half. What I hadn't realised until then was that loads of people from school had come to cheer us on. And at that point, they went wild. That motivated us to keep fighting, although the game slipped away from us in the second half and Wilton scored 3 times. So the result was much as people had predicted. Still, I was really proud of our performance.
Three. You hear 2 students talking about a presentation they attended by a famous author.
It was great to actually meet the person that wrote the books I've enjoyed so much. And he asked us a lot about our opinions of his work.
I found that, as he talked, it made all the references in his stories much clearer. He certainly had varied experiences, becoming a doctor, going climbing in the Andes.
You're right. For me, that's the attraction of the stories. They've got such a wide range of settings. You never get bored.
I don't know. There have been a couple I couldn't get into.
Well, they all make more sense to me after what he said. Maybe you should go back to those books again.
Maybe.
It was great to actually meet the person that wrote the books I've enjoyed so much. And he asked us a lot about our opinions of his work.
I found that, as he talked, it made all the references in his stories much clearer. He certainly had varied experiences, becoming a doctor, going climbing in the Andes.
You're right. For me, that's the attraction of the stories. They've got such a wide range of settings. You never get bored.
I don't know. There have been a couple I couldn't get into.
Well, they all make more sense to me after what he said. Maybe you should go back to those books again.
Maybe.
Four. You hear a girl and her father talking about a restaurant menu.
What would you like to eat, Lauren?
I don't know, Dad. I really love fish, so let's have a look.
I can't see anything like that on the menu. There's plenty of other things like steak, chicken, all the usual stuff.
There are one or two things here that are a bit different, though. Aubergine curry. That's a new one on us, isn't it? I'll have that. Sounds delicious.
True. It's good to experiment. I'll give that a go. Shame there aren't any fish dishes, though. I know you like those.
Oh, there are lots of other things to make up for it.
What would you like to eat, Lauren?
I don't know, Dad. I really love fish, so let's have a look.
I can't see anything like that on the menu. There's plenty of other things like steak, chicken, all the usual stuff.
There are one or two things here that are a bit different, though. Aubergine curry. That's a new one on us, isn't it? I'll have that. Sounds delicious.
True. It's good to experiment. I'll give that a go. Shame there aren't any fish dishes, though. I know you like those.
Oh, there are lots of other things to make up for it.
Five. You hear an architect talking about a recent project he worked on.
As you know, there's recently been a huge project to modernise and develop our city centre. In the process, of course, we needed to demolish a number of buildings put up in the last century, which many people wanted to preserve. However, they'd become structurally unsafe, so nothing could be done to save them. In their place, we've built a centre that addresses all our needs and will impress generations to come. And being part of that was a real honour. It provided an opportunity to use some interesting design ideas too. They've received mixed reviews, but I'm confident they really add to the city's architectural appeal. As you know, there's recently been a huge project to modernise and develop our city centre. In the process, of course, we needed to demolish a number of buildings put up in the last century, which many people wanted to preserve. However, they'd become structurally unsafe, so nothing could be done to save them. In their place, we've built a centre that addresses all our needs and will impress generations to come. And being part of that was a real honour. It provided an opportunity to use some interesting design ideas too. They've received mixed reviews, but I'm confident they really add to the city's architectural appeal.
Six. You hear a girl talking about her cousin, Jake.
I get on well with my older cousin, Jake. Until recently, I didn't see him much because he lived miles away, but now he's moved closer. So while he wasn't around for some of the big events in my life, he was the one who told me I was good enough to take up competitive running and apply to study maths at university. I've been successful in both, and I probably wouldn't have tackled them if it hadn't been for him. I wouldn't say stuff like fixing my bike or sorting out my IT problems are really his strength, but I'm grateful for all the support he's given me. I get on well with my older cousin, Jake. Until recently, I didn't see him much because he lived miles away, but now he's moved closer. So while he wasn't around for some of the big events in my life, he was the one who told me I was good enough to take up competitive running and apply to study maths at university. I've been successful in both, and I probably wouldn't have tackled them if it hadn't been for him. I wouldn't say stuff like fixing my bike or sorting out my IT problems are really his strength, but I'm grateful for all the support he's given me.
Seven. You hear a maths teacher telling his students about a new book.
Now, before we start, I've recently come across a book you might enjoy taking a look at. It's basically a colouring book. Well, more precisely, it's a gallery of beautiful pictures containing different mathematical concepts to get people thinking more about maths. The pictures are all based on maths topics such as geometry, number theory, and so on. Now, you might feel anxious at the mention of those, as they're pretty difficult concepts. But I think if you're keen on maths, you'll really find yourself engaging with some of the fantastic images, especially as there are notes to talk you through each one. Do have a look anyway. It's on my desk. Now, before we start, I've recently come across a book you might enjoy taking a look at. It's basically a colouring book. Well, more precisely, it's a gallery of beautiful pictures containing different mathematical concepts to get people thinking more about maths. The pictures are all based on maths topics such as geometry, number theory, and so on. Now, you might feel anxious at the mention of those, as they're pretty difficult concepts. But I think if you're keen on maths, you'll really find yourself engaging with some of the fantastic images, especially as there are notes to talk you through each one. Do have a look anyway. It's on my desk.
Eight. You hear a girl telling a friend about a family boating trip on the river.
How was your boating trip?
Well, we set off along the river with my two brothers rowing the boat. That was fine. Then we suddenly discovered that our picnic was still in the car. Shortly after that, my brothers decided they were too tired to row, so Dad and I had to do it. Not having any food didn't bother me, but the rowing was exhausting, so I was really cross with them. We'd been exploring the little streams joining the river, and at one point I thought we were lost. But Dad knows the river well, so he got us safely back to the car at the end.
Right. How was your boating trip?
Well, we set off along the river with my two brothers rowing the boat. That was fine. Then we suddenly discovered that our picnic was still in the car. Shortly after that, my brothers decided they were too tired to row, so Dad and I had to do it. Not having any food didn't bother me, but the rowing was exhausting, so I was really cross with them. We'd been exploring the little streams joining the river, and at one point I thought we were lost. But Dad knows the river well, so he got us safely back to the car at the end.
Right.
That's the end of part one.